I thought for the very first Persiflage podcast ever, I would read aloud the very first paper Persiflage ever produced. Is this a good idea? Who can say? But it is what I am about to do. The very first paper Persiflage was produced more than 16 years ago, and so some of the material may seem dated. There will be, for instance, a reference to a controversy, or controversy, concerning coffee in La Belle Provence, which was long ago resolved. Also, the M word is used to describe a little person. I will bleep that out, and you will no doubt be confused. Unless, of course, you remember my saying this. Well, here goes. Persiflage number 1, A Bonfire of Inanities, March 22nd, 2001. Thoughts on Coffee and Reading. The other day I was out having coffee, and I noticed that people were reading The Sun, and I thought to myself, wow, people really will read anything. It occurred to me that if the owners of coffee shops and cafes were to leave old toothpaste boxes lying around, patrons of their establishments, instead of reading of another home invasion or internet predator, would be learning from the latest pronouncements of the Canadian Dental Association while they sipped their lattes. If they had time for a second cup, or deuxième tasse, as they could say in Quebec, thus avoiding a lot of difficulty, they would have an opportunity of boning up on their French merely by rotating the box in their hands. What could be easier? And, all things considered, it's a more productive alternative to The Sun. But should coffee time be productive time? Of course not. It is time to be squandered, and it should be squandered in style. Squandered with written material that is neither taxing nor informative nor better used for lining a birdcage or wrapping fish, if anyone wraps fish anymore. Sorry for the anachronism. Persiflage, A Veritable Bonfire of Inanities, is a response to that need. It is nowhere near as useful or constructive a pursuit as reading a discarded toothpaste container or empty shampoo bottle, but it's certainly better written than The Sun. Hooray, world's tallest. Enjoy, and don't say I never gave you anything. Hubris. There follows a poem. A small dose of culture, or what passes for it in these pages. I sing the body electric, and am heard by no one. But my voice carries slipping out through cracks in the walls of this prison of my own making, where it stupefies the squirrels and berates certain birds that happen to be flying by. I wanted to be heard by you. I had no desire to confuse the animal life. Charles Roche Beaubois. A word or two, or perhaps 500, on the subject of baths. As I write this, I am running a bath. It is a cold Saturday evening. By that, I mean it is cold outside, minus 15 at last check. But it is also cold inside. We live in a house that is heated, as we laughingly say, by radiators. That is, by day and in the early evening, the temperature inside the house closely resembles the temperature outside the house. And at night, it closely resembles the temperature outside the house if the house were in Ecuador. And so, now, shortly after 6 p.m. on the aforementioned Saturday evening, one, that is me, I, whatever, is confronted with the difficulty of keeping warm. There are, of course, several ways to do this. I could follow my mother's advice and stop complaining and put on another sweater, or I could do something physical and generate some body heat. Hey, stop laughing. Or I could have a hot bath. I think I already let the cat out of the bag, where he was staying nice and warm, when I said I was running a bath. That would be sentence number 2. Look up. Or rewind, in this case. Therefore, you know my choice. Now, a bath is a great thing for getting warm in or relaxing in, but is not such a great thing for getting clean in. If you're looking to get clean, then what you want is a shower. They're up on the second floor next to the change rooms. Just take the elevator. No, on second thought, don't. Someone else may want to use it. The elevator, that is, not the shower or the bath. You really won't get clean if you're handing baths back and forth. The Japanese, who know a thing or two about cleanliness, have a shower before they get in the bath. This may be a bit of a strain on the old water system, but it is a good clean-slash-relax-slash-warmth compromise. However, they also share baths. And I mean at the same time. That is, not all the Japanese at the same time. They could hardly do that and lead the world in exports. But they do sit in the tub with other people. Okay, I hear you. We do that in jacuzzis. Yes, but those people have bathing suits on, don't they? Don't they? Hubris. And now some quotations. Stun your friends and fellow café habitués, I guess that means patrons, with your erudition. Use these quotations. All major stupidities happen before noon. A person should wake up only when office hours are over. Karl Kraus. Give me enough hope and I'll hang myself. Delmore Schwartz. Everyone eats and drinks. Few can distinguish the flavors. Confucius. Life buzzed slowly like a fly. Thomas Wolfe. Well, that's it for the very first persiflage ever. I noticed one other thing that may seem slightly dated is the reference to the Japanese leading the world in exports. I'm not sure that's true anymore. They may have been surpassed by some other country, which I don't know. Possibly Ecuador. Seems unlikely, but there it is. Okay, I have no idea what next podcast will be, but probably it will be up in about a week. And that's all for now. Goodbye.